QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q. Net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330, offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to bbarc.org. That's www.bbarc.org. Or visit the Facebook page at K6BB Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. That's K6BB Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of just about everything, including amateur radio. A gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications also. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, well, a couple of announcements here. First off, we do have a red flag warning in effect. With high winds and high fire danger, so everybody out there, keep your eyes open. Do not be afraid to dial 911 if you feel you're looking at a possible fire or smoke column. Also, the May meeting for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be held at the Paradise Yard, which is right off of Paradise in Big Bear City. And it's right, you turn right there at, I think it's Anderson Country Preschool. And that's where we're going to be for the May meeting. And we'll be discussing Field Day, which will be right there a month from then. Also at the Paradise Yard on May 17th, Saturday, and May 18th, Sunday, will be a free technician class review. You need to pre-study, buy a book, Gordon West or whichever. The Gordon West book is used through the review. The review continues on Sunday, and there will be a test session at noon-ish, between noon and 1 o'clock Sunday. All right. Anyway, the topic for this evening is Windows XP. A lot of people out there are still using it. Are you safe? Are you not safe? What's happening? What's going on? We'll talk about that tonight. KF6Q will continue on with that. That is me. Just a moment. But let's do our roster here in just a second. All right. Let's start out with KA6CIA George in Lucerne Valley.
And Tom, KA6CIA.
And good evening there, George. Glad to have you out there. Sorry I missed you guys on Wednesday, but I just can't make it out there. All right, next I have on my list here, let's see if he's out there, KJ68CS Mike. Oh, here, Mike out there. How about WA6ITC Rod?
Yeah, from Mike Williams, WA6ITC.
And good evening there, Rod. Glad to have you out there. How about KJ6FIL, Mike, in Redlands?
Evening all. From cooling down Redlands, KJ6FIL.
Yeah, Mike, I'll tell you what. I was talking to somebody earlier, and boy, it was really hot down there. I know how that is. We've had beautiful weather up here, but I know it's hotter down there. Good that you're cooling off. All right, next I have KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary.
This is KJ6KDK.
And KDL.
And good evening there, Jim and Rosemary. Glad to have you with me, Jim. Feel free to jump in on the topic tonight at any time, or yourself there, Rosemary. Let's see, we have W6GZI, Frank. Nothing heard. How about KI6IQA, Kelly?
Good evening, KI6IQA.
And good evening there, Kelly. Glad to have you out there. How about K9AOG, Stephen, in Long Beach? And as I heard, K6GBL, Ron, Green Valley.
Good evening, Tom Lynette. This is Ron, K6GBL.
And good evening there, Ron. Glad to have you out there. How about 86PL, Harold?
86PL.
And good evening there, Harold. Glad to have you out there. All right. Both of us on the road to recover. Hi, hi. All right. How about KJ6RAY? We got Ray out there already.
Good evening, Tom and Danette. KJ6RAY Mobile.
And good evening there, Ray. Glad to have you out there listening in. Let's see if we have... Oh, he might still have doggy owner training school. See if we got K6LCS, Clint. He said he had about 6 weeks of that. Poor guy. Oh, well. All right. How about KJ6PYB, Dave?
Good evening, Tom and the Net. KJ6PYB.
And good evening there, Dave. Glad to see you last night and appreciate all your help with Sugar Loaf Division there. Appreciate that. All right. Moving on down to K6YNW. Chris, are you out there?
K6YNW.
And good evening there, Chris. Boy, I really hope you guys can stay cool. It's hot out there, I know. How about W6POO, Chip?
Evening, Tom and Annette. W6POO, Palm Springs.
Chip, do you just sleep on a bed of ice? Is that the answer?
Stay indoors and have the air conditioning running. That's pretty much it.
Okay, Chip. By the way, I have not processed your check for the coffee cup. Definitely want to make sure that I hand that over to you. So if you're wondering whatever happened with that, we're just kind of holding on to that. And we'll hook up this summer and get your speakers. You remember? Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay. All right. Next, we have KD6LAN Bill, Boulder Bay. Who knows? He must have fallen off the boulder. All righty here. Let's see. Moving on down. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to have to flip pages here. And see if he's out there this evening. AE6CK, Victor.
Victor in the group. Victor Santa Fe.
And good evening there, Victor. Glad to have you out there. How about KA6ROD, Rod? And KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday in the group, every Tuesday that we can. All right, didn't hear Rod out there. Let's move on down to CV out there. W6JET, Rod. All right, not hearing Rob out there. Let's get into some of my other people here. How about John, W6CYS?
6CYS, we're here. Good evening.
And good evening there, John. Glad you'll be out there. How about KK6FJE? We have Zach.
Y'all, this is KK6FJE, Zach and Sugarloaf.
And good evening there, Zach. Saw your partner. Actually, we were sitting in Carl's Jr. grabbing a burger today, and guess who went through the drive-thru? Right by the window. I waved, but I think he had a lot on his mind. All right, anyway, good to hear you out there, Zach. How about KK6HUB, Bob?
Yeah, hey there, Tom, and hi to the group, KK6HUB.
And good evening, Bob. Glad to have you see you at the meeting and all that. Appreciate that. Let's see, how about W2PFA-ART? All right, not hearing ART out there. And let's see here. Oh, already got a bunch more names here, but you know, they're not all out there this evening. Let's try W6OXA. Omar, are you out there? Well, let's just go ahead and see who's out there. We'll open up for guest check-ins. Anybody out there want to check in for this evening, please come back to KF6Q.
Thomas, W6AWL with info.
And KE6FQC, check in and we'll listen on the side.
All right, Steve, got you out there. Glad to have you out there listening. And Art, glad to have you out there also. Yes, go ahead with info.
All right, they just issued a red flag warning for the mountains. 2 a.m. Wednesday through 8 p.m. Thursday. So everybody be aware of that and watch out. Thanks, Tom. Back to you. W6AWO.
Okay, Art, good deal. Yeah, I was unofficially announcing that just from what I heard on the news, but got you covered there. Yes, everybody stay aware. All right, I got Steve and Debbie in here, and Art. Anybody else?
KJ6QIN Mobile, Shelley, Apple Valley.
QIN Shelley from Apple Valley. Glad to have you out there. Thanks for listening. Anybody else?
This is KI6OHG and OHN listening from Sugar Boat.
KK6JBM listening in Walnut. Name's Andy.
JDM, excuse me, JDW, I believe. I don't know. I don't write very well. I can't even read it. But Andy in Walnut, thanks for listening in. Appreciate that. Dennis and Sue up here, glad to have you out there listening in. Thanks. Anybody else?
KI6, Zebra King, Pop, and La Puente.
I think it was Zebra King Papa and El Monte. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else? All right. Well, that's a pretty good list this evening. And, of course, we all know that Microsoft has discontinued its basic updates for little patches and whatnot as of April 8th. And I think there is something that they were going to continue on a little bit beyond that, possibly. Of course, if you have to reinstall your XP system, you can still go on there and get download all the updates. They will be current through the last one. And, you know, so that's not going to disappear off the Windows site, you know, for Microsoft there. But anyway, well, first off, want to just kind of dive in here real quick. Why would you want to use, say, an operating system which is old or older, not being supported? And one of the good reasons here, and I think we have a listener out there who's got a very good reason. Rod, ITC, I think you have an engraver out there, a piece of hardware and equipment. And you need to use an older computer and or software, is that correct? Right. I think we lost him out there, but that's okay. And this is kind of typical. I actually have a niece, or actually Kay's my wife's niece, and they have a specific vinyl cutter. It's an older piece of equipment, and of course, the drivers, everything for it, work on Windows 98. Yes, Windows 98. Well, the of course, the thing is this, is that the piece of equipment works fine, and unless you're going to go out and spend, you know, $3,000, $4,000, or $10,000 for new equipment, you know, the computer becomes the least important thing, and running an older operating system like that is just is not really an issue. It works, it still works. But right now, we're not going to go that far back with this. And what we're looking at here is essentially, you know, well, Windows XP. You know, we've got a lot of people out there still using it, and trying to get this thing. I'm actually pulling all this information from. Let's see here. Let me go back here from a site called expertreviews.co.uk. Yes, this is from the over the pond. I have an article in there that was posted April 8th this year, 2014. It said, when Windows XP support ends, this is how you secure your PC and save all your updates. Very good article. Trying to bring this thing up now, and I have it up on another computer downstairs. But anyway, let me reset. First off, they estimate there's still about 29% out there still using Windows XP, and I think there was somewhere around 40-something percent using Windows 7, and somewhere 49%, somewhere in that range. Only 7% using Windows 8, and of course the balance was other operating systems. So, with all that said, you know, it's obviously there's still a large amount of people out there using, you know, Windows XP. And, of course, are you safe? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And the first part is basically you've got an operating system that's no longer supported by Microsoft. Well, is that the end of the world? Well, not really. There's a lot of good security software, virus software protection out there, and that is recommended. You will simply not be getting any updates. However, they are, I believe, still supporting the updates of Security Essentials, which will also apply to XP. Is that, Jim, if you're out there, any info on that part?
Hey, Tom, I was busy typing expert reviews and finding the link. Can you go over that again?
Yeah, okay, the link is www.expertreviews.co.uk/software/1304965. Then it has the text of when-windows-xp-support-ends-this-is-how. I don't know why they do all the dashes. How? Dash U. Dash. Let's see. Let me get back over here. How you secure dash your dash PC dash and dash save dash all dash updates. No dashes. Okay, lots of dashes. I don't know if you got that, but anyway, if you Google something up close to that, it'll probably pull it up.
Yeah, I already got the URL. I was busy building a hyperlink in the notes when you asked your question, and I missed the question you were asking me. Got the URL. Something about XP and missed it.
Anyway, I have this up, and I may have to pull the laptop upstairs here. I have this advertisement page that pops up on this computer, transferring data, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. It's not doing very well. Anyway, so, yeah, there's a... hang in there. Jim, you want to just go ahead and give us a little background on the support that's out there for XP and Windows 7. I'm going to be gone just for about 1 minute. I'm going to get the laptop, and I have it up on that, so I'm having issues with this computer. Isn't that funny? I'll be right back. Stand by here with KF62, and Jim, if you could just fill in for me just for a second.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, Rosemary was listening. She filled me in on what your original question was about Security Essentials. And I hate to tell you, that part is going away. Microsoft is not supporting the XP platform, so all of the stuff that's going to be dynamically updating, like definition files, no longer. However, other programs do exist, Avast, AVG, you know, all those free ones, and you can buy other pay-for versions. So you do have antivirus, but those of you who remember my conversation from the 15th, treat your antivirus and anti-spyware programs as safety belts and airbags like in a car, because they will not stop you from crashing, but it'll try to save you when you do. So to insist on going to a bad site and insist on clicking links that could be bad, they could take your antivirus program for a run and kill it, and then you wouldn't even know it wasn't working. You would probably look happy. So anyway, Microsoft has dropped support on the operating system and their support for their sundry items, but historically you can load Windows 98 and it would just load up to wherever the last was. But as far as security, this is what the security people think. It's not the operating system that's an issue. It's the stuff that gets on the network, and that's your browser. I'll take a break. Okay, so if you've listened to the news over the weekend, an exploit in Internet Explorer was found, and it affects all known working versions from XP version 6 on up to our current version 11 in Windows 8.1. And it's a buffer overflow exploit. Send some code to it, causes it to burp. There's a website called FireEye.com that talks about it. And what they can do is inject some code such that that right after that they inject another command, causes it to fail, and that code actually happens to be working program code, and it causes your computer to use your current credentials and do something bad. So regardless of XP or Windows 7 or Windows 8, this problem occurs, and the suggestion is to use another browser such as Firefox or Google Chrome. And Google Chrome had an exploit that was patched yesterday that did virtually the same thing. So it automatically updates. So you could have been exploited yesterday in Google Chrome. So go figure. Be safe when you surf. Tom, are you back? This is KJ6KDL.
Yeah, Jim, I'm back here. And what I'd like to do is go through this article. Very interesting. And, you know, a lot of people out there are still using XP. And, in fact, I have the actual percentages. There's about 27, almost 28% are using XP. And this is as of April 8th, 2014. It probably is a little bit different. But we have to understand that there are still security flaws being uncovered with Windows Vista 7 and 8. And Microsoft tries to patch these up. Let's look at this cycle. Let me reset. Well, in the first place, the virus writers or hackers out there, of course, if they discover a new exploit in the system there, well, then they apply that to one of their viruses. And then it gets spread out there. And then everybody, including the security virus, you know, software companies and Microsoft say, hey, we need to fix this, okay? So a lot of the security companies will list it as a, you know, as on their databases, and Microsoft will do what they can, and of course that'll come out in another patch. That is not immediate. So even with their patch system, you're vulnerable, you're out there. Let me reset. Just with XP, they're no longer even bothering with XP. The other ones, they're still going to work on. I recommend a good security program. That helps. But Jim, you're right. A lot of the exploits are not coming in directly there. They're coming in through other programs. Adobe is one, and Java. And Jim, do you have anything to fill in real quick on Adobe and Java exploits?
Oh boy, do I. Let's keep it a little top level. basically, you can get Adobe has Acrobat Reader. We love those PDF files. And Flash, make those pretty things that dance around on your screen. Half the time they're annoying pop-up ads like Tom just got, and I did too. And they embed themselves in the browser. They also embed themselves in your office environment. So those of you who like to use Microsoft Outlook and you get an email that says click on this link, it will automatically launch Internet Explorer, if that's your default browser, whatever it is. And Java embeds itself in to run Java code. Flash embeds itself in to run Flash code. And people just love to exploit that. There was a hot fix for Flash that came out yesterday. There was a hot fix for Java that came out last Tuesday. It's constantly being exploited. There's many holes. It seems like every couple of 3 weeks there's a patch for one, if not both of those. Back to you, Tom.
W.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Yes, why can't I think of his name, the juror in Los Angeles, said sign on as a user. That way hackers don't have access to the rest of your computer.
Okay, well, you know what? That's a good thing there, too. In fact, I think, Chris, I think Vista was the first system to come out that way, where default, I believe, like with XP and previous, you're automatically logging in as administrator, which, of course, gives everything ultimate access. User, of course, you could be less. I know Vista actually is that way. Not as, they don't have administrator rights. So, yeah, that's a big plus right there and helps to some degree. Appreciate that, Chris. Jim, any comments on that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we covered that on the 15th as well. It's very annoying in Windows XP. If anybody bought Windows XP Home, the default, your user account comes in with administrator rights and no password. And so it just runs. And it's great because you load stuff and you launch your installers and everything installs, no problem. Service Pack 3 was supposed to put in a security feature where you reduce your local rights, and then when you something installs, it says, hey, give me your administrator password, and I'll do it. And then they backed off and took it out. So it still runs, and that is absolutely 90-plus percent. Some people think 95-plus percent of exploits will not run if you choose a basic user account to run your stuff in. And then Windows updates come out, you have to log off and log in with another account that has administrator rights, and just don't use it to go to those places on the internet, your Facebook and all that. Just do your email and things on the other account that has limited user rights, and then only use that administrator account to install software you intend to install that you know is good, and to run your Windows updates. Back to you, Tom.
Good deal there, Jim. Yeah, and by the way, if you keep trying to plug through there to that site, eventually the pop-up will go away. I don't know how it did. I got it to finally go away. But anyway, so now I have it up here and running on both computers, which, by the way, the computer I use all the time here upstairs is a Windows 2000, workstation. Of course, you cannot run a version of Internet Explorer on this that anybody will even accept. So I use Mozilla, and I actually use a version of Mozilla that's still plugging away out there. Even Mozilla says, hey, we're not rewriting for that anymore, so watch out. That's okay. Still getting out there. Jim, real quick, I know Rosemary can't be too far away. You can ask her, because in lieu of Internet Explorer actually has got so many exploits, we always recommend to run a different browser, and I know Mozilla, Firefox is one, and Google Chrome is another. Of those two, any preferences as far as security? I know Mozilla loads kind of slow. Google Chrome is very popular. Any preferences or pluses or minuses for either one? And if there's a third one, which would that be? Back to you, Jim.
Hey, Tom, this is Rosemary, KJ6KDK, and both Mozilla Firefox and Google Chrome are have a reputation of being pretty secure. My favorite is Google Chrome. That's the one I use every day because, as Jim mentioned earlier, it does automatically update. You don't have to think about it. It also does a neat thing with the PDFs. If you're on a website and you click on a PDF, it asks you, are you sure you want to open this PDF? In other words, it sandboxes it within the browser and doesn't let it get down to your system. So that's one nice feature about Chrome.
Fantastic, and for anybody who does not know her background, KJ6KDK, Rosemary is the ongoing, for I don't know how many years now, president of the, I'm going to call it the Big Bear Computer Club. And Rosemary, basically, you help people avoid these little quirks and things and help them with stuff like that. I think you have meetings once a month. Is that correct? And what day is that? And generally, where are your meetings?
Thanks, Tom. Yes, we do try to help people with that. The Big Bear Computer Club is a group of users who just wanted to help each other learn how to use their computers. And we meet on the first Thursday of every month, so that's this coming Thursday, actually, May 1st, at the Big Bear Discovery Center from 5:30 till about 8 p.m. If you want to attend a meeting, it's free to do so. This time we are going to have a guest speaker talking about security, as a matter of fact. So if anybody wants to come over, that would be great. And if you have any questions about the computer club, feel free to give me a call anytime. Anyway, thanks, Tom. Back to you.
Okay, good deal, Rosemary. I really appreciate all that, and I like all the work you do with helping everybody out there with that. So anyway, good deal. This Thursday at the Discovery Center, guest speaker there about security. Fantastic. Right up here in the Big Bear area. Well, anyway, topic, Jim, I'm kind of going down through this article. It's very cool. And like I say, of course, Windows 8 has still got a very small user group at this point in time compared with 7 and XP. If you're out there and you have purchased a computer some time ago, if you purchased it a long time ago, it's probably got XP, unless you've upgraded. Most computers were shipping with Windows 7, and of course recently with Windows 8. However, the Windows 7 was available, for those who don't know, as a downgrade, a legal downgrade if you didn't want Windows 8. So still out there, of course, everything is very doable. Let me reset. Anyway, we're not here to give all the pluses and minuses of the different systems. If you still are on XP, there is a lot of I'm going to call it misinformation. I think overzealous people basically warning you that if you continue to use XP, your world will be destroyed. No. it's changed, that's all. And I think the good part is, like I said, if you had to reinstall a system, you can still go online with Microsoft. They will still have all the updates through April 8th, or I believe that's when they stopped. And from that point, so all that's still out there, not going to go away. And if anybody out there is rather clever, if you've ever heard of slipstreaming, there is a way for you to create legally your own reinstall disk with Service Pack 3 and all the updates through there, through that point as an ISO, and you can reinstall your basic system without going through all the downloads from that and all the hour or two of stuff that you have to do. Let me reset. So anyway, one thing that, of course, tends to disappear as an operating system gets older and older, drivers. And, of course, we have, as new software comes out, I'd like to give a little example of support. Now, I bought way back in about 2005-ish. I have an HP OfficeJet 4215 all-in-one. Very good deal. I think I got it from a place called CompUSA. Oops, they're not in business anymore. Let me reset. Anyway, the ink cartridge it uses if you go to Kmart or Staples and look up this model, they don't even show that model anymore, but the cartridge is still made, of course. The cartridge is still out there. It's got other models that were newer still use that. So kind of a deal like here with drivers. Drivers would make all this stuff work. Drivers are rewritten to use like Windows 7. New equipment comes out, and as things get older, the drivers may or may not work on older systems, such as Windows XP or earlier. That's one thing that you may see disappear in the future, and that's, of course, we'll have to see. That's up to the different hardware manufacturers. You know, and there's the Microsoft ActuGem had stated that Security Essentials would be continue to get XP updates until July of 2015, but it also says you shouldn't rely on it. So, you know, we're going to leave it at that. Anyway, all right. Well, like I say, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Avast has a free antivirus program. Jim, what do you think of that? I know it's free, and you get what you pay for. Any comments from you or Rosemary on Avast 2014 free antivirus?
Well, Tom, just like the other free ones, like AVG, et cetera, antivirus, I said it earlier, and it's treat antivirus like safety belts and airbags. They'll try to protect you in the event that you end up doing something bad and you crash. No guarantees, because most of the more sophisticated malware is geared first to find your antivirus program and break it, and your anti-malware program and break it, and your software firewall and break it, because that's the stuff that keeps them from getting in, and it's software. So, yeah, there's exploits to everything. It helps. Every line of defense helps. Keep your router updated. Don't just plug into your Charter cable modem. Make sure you have a firewall. Don't open up holes on it. Turn off universal plug and play. All those things. You can send me emails and ask me questions about what I just blurted out. But they're made to, the free ones don't really real-time scan. A file will get put on your hard drive, and if you try to execute it, it'll check it. Sometimes it executes before it can get checked, and that's where the catch-22 is. If the program launches fast enough, it could break the antivirus program before it can find out that it's doing something bad and stop it. So, now, for those people who are interested in our techie, Microsoft has a program. It's kind of easy to use. It's nicknamed EMET. Echo Mike Echo Tango. It's up to version 4.1. It is, Enhanced Media Experience? I'll look it up. Basically, you can load this up, and it will put some hooks in applications you tell it to, and it will monitor its activity and try to stop it from the operating system side, from the core, from the NTOS kernel, and try to stop it before it gets its hooks into something. So it's not a catch-all, it's not 100%, but it's definitely another line of defense. So if you're curious, go to Microsoft and do a search for EMET 4.1. Back to you, Tom, KJ6KDL.
Well, good information there, Jim. Appreciate that. Also here, as I'm reading through this article, another exploit of getting into your system is through device drivers. They have security flaws, and that sounds crazy, but it's true. And there are free tools, and one that they mentioned here, as there are many, is called Device Doctor. Yes, Device Doctor. Google that up, and it will scan your computer for drivers and let you know if there's an updated version. And, make sure, as this is one thing, and we're going to sidestep there, sidebar in just a second. Make sure you decline all of the other bits of software Device Doctor asks you to install when you run its installation program. And let me reset. We're going to talk about that just just for a second. And this is KSXQ, Tech Tuesday in the group. Every Tuesday we can. Yes, well, a lot of stuff out there is free. The reason it is free is because they sponsor other add-ons, as they call it, which end up getting installed. Also, as a free trial, sometimes with some nagware, as we call it, to purchase the full program. Oh no, what did I do, as you might be saying. Unfortunately, even one of the Java updates has been coming out with Ask Toolbar, which you can actually remove going through your add-remove program. And there was also a trial version of, I believe it was McAfee. So, and there's no choice. You just say, oh, I need this Java update. Well, hopefully they've eliminated and gotten rid of that. But I, a good friend of mine has had that come up, and it had to go in and remove the stuff. Reset.
And a query.
Oh, there he is, even though he missed the roll call. Go ahead, Bill.
No, not Bill, Steve, KE6FQC with a query.
Query, a question, or all or none of the above. Yes, go ahead.
Thanks, Tom. Just recently, and don't know if one of these little bugs got into our other computer that still has XP on it, but in our add and remove programs deal, where we tried to get rid of a bunch of those search programs and a lot of the adware that comes in automatically and loads programs, now we go to remove those programs, and when you click on it in the add and remove part of the control panel, the remove change highlight bar does not come up. All it says is last used and how often or whatever it is. What happened to the add remove bar?
Steve, all I can say is, uh-oh. Well, if I can get by there, we'll take a look, see, and see what's up with that, and maybe offline later on, maybe Roseberry's got a thought or two on that. Yeah, there's a lot of, because actually that's where the average person will go and basically say, okay, well, I don't want that, I'm going to get rid of it. And so I guess they're flipping little controls in there and saying, no, you won't. Oh, well, anyway, getting to be rather of a nuisance, I say. Go ahead, Steve, back to you one more time.
Yeah, just quick reference. It seems like that started happening after something called Conduit tried to become our default search engine. Anyways, back to net, KE6FQC.
On that. Okay, Harold, comment acknowledged. One second, please. Yeah, and Steve and anybody else who's listening out there, these default search engines, there's a reason why this is the new ploy on everybody out there. I use Google. To me, Google has been the best for me, and I get a lot of great success, so I just stick with Google. However, there are many other search engines that are favored towards not what's out there, but the products of people that are sponsoring it. And you're going to do a search, and you're not going to get a true search. You're going to get actually a list of products of suppliers that are actually part of that whole scamware, I would call it. But yeah, so that's why they're trying to get that nudged in there as your default search engine. And you're not going to really do a search, and you've got to get rid of it as soon as possible. Because all it is just an advertisement ploy on all those people out there. Harold, go ahead.
We're talking about the little demonstration goodies that they put in Toshiba, and this laptop I just bought had put in a 30-day free trial of Norton. And I do not want Norton in my computer, so I didn't activate it, but it drives you crazy with multi-layered ads to activate Norton now. So then I got one last week, said that you have 7 days, and your free offer expires, so I'm waiting for 7 days to get up so I don't have to put up with that crap. But a couple or three years ago, an old man that I used to know, he passed now, he took, I think, every computer magazine available, and he's quite knowledgeable on computers, and when he finished them, he brought them to me, and I would read them. And I kept reading that if you combine with Windows operating system, if you combine the free APG and the free Threadfire, they work as complementary systems. And they got this from Maximum PC multiple times, Modern PC two or three times. I haven't run across it in there. And one other, this combination worked extremely well with Windows 8060.
Well, good information there, Hill. I'd appreciate that. Yeah, and it's one thing, too, and I actually, this is back to Java, which is basically got a lot of, its usage is huge. But there is a way to disable Java for web browsing, which means you can still run standalone apps, but your browser won't run this content online. Sometimes that's why it's there. It's basically a lot of the websites with a lot of activity on them, you know, it's all run with Java. So anyway, and here actually in this article, Chris, if you're still out there listening, K6YNW, towards the bottom of this article, says switch to a limited account, and which is basically what Chris was saying, a user account. This is another way of basically not leaving the doors wide open. And so this is, like I said, this is a very, very good article. If you wanted to actually read the whole thing, it's pretty lengthy, but very, very easy to read. And got a lot of different stuff here. And they have on the bottom, it says, print this article. So you can actually print this out. Very good to keep handy. And just go to expertreviews.co.uk, or just Google that. Google that review, expertreviews.co.uk. And then also include on your Google Windows XP support. Possibly this will bring this up. I actually, myself, the way I found this was actually through a basic Google of list all security updates available for Windows XP. You start typing that and it'll pop up. Generally in Google, list all security updates available for Windows XP. Googling those words exactly as I just said. A lot of stuff there, a lot of stuff from Microsoft themselves, TechNet. You know, there's ManageEngine.com, Expert Reviews, Ziff Davis Net, also very good stuff there, blogs from TechNet, and av-test.org, a lot of good stuff there. So that's how, another way to find this. If you have a little issue with some of the adware, trust me, it will go away. Let me reset. Anyway, one good thing here, too, also, we were talking about browsers and how that would help is that currently Mozilla and Google Chrome still have current update best of the West, versions that are still support XP, so that's all good. Anyway, any other questions out there or comments about XP and security or anything in that manner, please come back to KF62, Tech Tuesday in the group.
86PL. YNW again.
Right, let's take Harold first. Go ahead.
It isn't about XP. It's just something that's more curious to me. A lot of times I'll have my laptop on and I don't go online. And then whenever I boot it up, there'll be a notice that you have three software upgrades. go to PC settings. I think it says I haven't done it. But then multiple times, it would tell me, even if I haven't been on the internet, do not shut your machine down, loading upgrades. And what I'm wondering is, Toshiba and Bill Gates have a little internet thing that's connected to your computer all the time so they can track. I know Gates would. I don't know about Toshiba, but Gates would in a minute. But I'm wondering how the hell does all that get in there and I haven't been on the internet. That's my question.
KF6Q here, check Tuesday in the group every Tuesday that we can. Chris, stand by and let me see if I can give a good answer here for Harold. No, there is no secret internet out there coming into your computer. However, what does happen, there are a lot of automatic update checkers. Believe it or not, this is one of the things that really blocks down a computer. You get so many of these running in the background. Everybody says, well, my computer got slow. No, your computer is still fast. It's just working its rear end off trying to do more than it really needs to do. So that happens as computers get blocked up and clogged up, I guess the proper term. Anyway, with that said, say they probably check every week or maybe every so many days for updates, and if you aren't connected to the internet, then it assumes that you do have updates. It's just an assumption, and they're trying to get you to make sure you connect up. Are there updates? Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, but don't worry. They don't have any secret backdoor into your computer. Anyway, real quick, back to you, Harold, then I'm going to hand it over to Chris.
I was curious about that. 8.1, the person that logs in first on that when it's brand new is automatically administrator. It will give you a picture ID if you want it. See, there was something else. It's actually, I'm not a computer people, and I use Windows XP at Park. They have a lab there, but now they changed it. You have to pay and you have to go at night. And I'm not going to pay them for it, but they had Windows XP and Vista, half and half of the computers. They, in the libraries, I heard that they scrounge whatever Gates will give them free. They started out with something back in 90-something, then it was 2000-something, and finally they got up to XP last year, and now it's out of date, so I don't know what's going on over there, but they're trying to, they put Firefox in, it didn't work with the system with XP. And now I guess I'm going to try Chrome, but I was curious about that, and, it's a little astonishing whenever you boot up your computer and all of a sudden it says you had three updates, and I thought, well, maybe that's something, somebody left a surprise for me or something. 8060.
Hey, kudos for you for, using Windows 8. That's a big learning curve there. Anyway, Chris, sorry to leave you hanging there, but you're still out there. Go ahead.
No problem. Windows 7, I understand is good and everything. No problem there, but I'm still with XP. And are 30% of the others, by the way. But anyway, my school computer, I could put something, two teachers were using the same computer, to the trash, and then I could pick it up on the other side, and my computer doesn't work that way. So I place things into the shared document, then I can open it up and save it on my administrator side and clean that out. So that's how I do that. Thank you, Swan.
Good deal. And just a moment here, I'm going to talk about update software. Generally what I do on, I use in the office here, tower computers, only because I have a lot of them and there's a lot of space. And I always use a second drive, hard drive in there, and I'll leave the all the stuff and the basic programs on the primary drive. I do a drive image of that, so in case it crashes, I can just reinstall the image. And the only thing that's usually there is my email, possibly from Outlook Express, a couple things like that. But other than that, you know, I can always retrieve that, you know, what I have using other methods. But I put all the other stuff that I download on a totally separate drive. PDF documents, pictures, articles, and a huge amount of links. I store all my links actually as, you know, not in the favorites, but actually as pointers. And that works for me, and so far. Problem is, though, I really accumulate a lot of stuff here. I definitely got to get a bigger drive. Let me reset. Anyway, like I said, there is some update software out there, too, which is, this is also, these are free, and if they're free, be careful installing these. There is one called Secuna, S-E-C-U-N-I-A-P-S-I, Secuna, I guess, P-S-I, and another one called Update Notifier. I have some personal experience with Update Notifier. It was on my laptop. I took it out. I really don't like getting bugged with something, trying to check and update everything on my computer all the time. I don't feel that's an absolute necessity. And how many times do I get viruses? I think it's been about 5-6 years ago, maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, viruses, another thing, too. And let me reset. One thing I know that Rosemary, KJ6KDK, express, you know, really, they teach this at their user group there, the computer club. It's essentially a lot of viruses get in just with very careless things that users do, opening emails that look suspicious, clicking on links that look suspicious. I actually use a way of actually checking some of those. I'll look at the properties and I'll find it's coming from someplace over in southern Africa, you know, where they've had all of those exploits coming through, or China. You never know, but you can actually trace to some degree where it's at. Without opening it, the best thing to do is, if it looks suspicious, stay away from it, get it out of there, delete it, you know, trash it. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of different methods for that. Let me reset. Let's get back to any questions or come back to KO6Q Tip Tuesday and the group. Had somebody try to get in there, go ahead.
Only thing I have, KJ6QIN Mobile. You say the main meeting will be at where?
Okay, kind of getting parts of that, shall we? The Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Paradise Yard. No longer, and we're actually going to move there if it's possible permanently, out of the fire station. And this is actually on Paradise, which is one major block east of Greenway in Big Bear City, almost to North Shore, almost right next to the Mormon Church there. There's an Anderson Country Preschool right there in the corner, and there looks like a driveway more than a street, and there's a gate. Gate will be open. And we'll be having our field day there also. Hopefully that helps you out, Shelley. Nothing heard back on that. Anyway, any other comments or questions before we close the net? It is almost 8 o'clock, and appreciate everybody being out there. One last call for questions and comments.
86 PM.
Cyril, go ahead.
Just a thought. I have not used computers that much. I don't do mostly just email and internet. But I think one reason that I'm actually starting to kind of like 8.1, but I think one reason is because I haven't used all the various operating systems that Kate has palmed off on people and gotten into the groove that you get in with that, and then have to go completely to something different. Because part of this, to even access it, you have to open a Microsoft account, which I'm not sure if it'd be worth that or not, because, they wanted to, the only thing that I hesitated on was the alternative email, but as screwed up as Yahoo is, Hotmail might be a better option. I'm not sure. I don't know anything about it. But to get what they call the Live Essentials, you can look that one up yourself, because I don't know what the hell it is. But Hotmail is part of it. Live Mail, whatever that is, some other stuff, and there's some photo apps that you have to have the account to access those. Not sure what all, but it's pretty easy to find it out. But it is, I'm starting to, with this book I bought, get a pretty good idea of what's going on with it, and it seems to be pretty easy, I mean, you know, for me. And like I said, though, if you're already into one group with something else, if you've been using XP since it came out, you're going to have a difficult time, I think, 86 beyond.
KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group. Yeah, well, Harold, actually, it goes further back than that. Being a computer user back into the 1980s, late, let's see, had a lot of DOS-based systems, which really was, that's very, like, caveman style, I guess, compared to today. Windows 3.1 and 3.11 for work groups or whatever it was, also good. Used to use that a lot, and really took a little bit to get me over to Windows 95, which then went quickly to Windows 98, which went to Windows 98 Second Edition. Windows 98 Second Edition, for its time with the hardware, was a very, very good operating system. I think that was one of Microsoft's shiny points. Windows 2000 for work groups, also good. Windows Millennium, not so good. And then XP had a lot of bugs. I mean, XP had a lot of problems. By the time it got up to Service Pack 3, really getting pretty stable and really good. They spent a lot of effort on refining it. And kudos to them. Let me reset real quick. We're not going to talk about Vista, which was the precursor to actually Windows 7. Windows 7 also good. But there's a whole other branch out there. Google up Ubuntu, U-B-U-T-O-O, I believe it is. U-B-U-T-O-O, Ubuntu, or something like that, U-N-T-O-O. It's a Linux-based system, very popular. A lot of Linux stuff is free. Yes, just like the mattress, which is the guy will give you if things don't work out right. Ubuntu, and if you're really in the techie side, Fedora. And if you simply want to try one of these systems, they come. You can download them and create what they call a live CD. Basically, you put the CD, boot it up, and your computer is now temporarily running that system. As soon as you take the CD out, you're back to your basic system. So if you want to experiment with Linux and stuff like that, with Ubuntu, a lot of live CDs, all of this stuff, the Red Hat is a little bit of the commercial version of this stuff, but a lot of this stuff and different versions out there, it's free, and they a lot of upgrades and updates and stuff, a lot of software, huge amounts of software that run on this stuff, which is also free. And you say, well, you get what you pay for. Well, not in this case. You're getting a million times better than what you could ever pay for. A lot of people, this is what they like to do. And check it out if you have time. And if you're interested in that, look into the Linux stuff out there. A lot of good stuff. If you want to get away from monopolies, okay, and join the other group. Okay, anyway, one last call. Any comments or questions?
Hey,
KJ6QA in Mobile. This paradise is on the left side of Big Bear Boulevard or right? KJ6QA in Mobile Monitor.
Okay, Paradise runs north and south, connects Big Bear Boulevard with North Shore Drive, and extends a little bit beyond in both directions. It's one of the few streets that go completely across the valley. Of course, this is not where the lake is, but it's just probably, we have what, Stanfield, we have Division, we have Greenway, and the last, just east of Greenway is Paradise.
Okay, I got a basic idea of where I gotta go. So if I come Greenway from 18, I would turn left and I should
break, Tom.
Now, 1 second, Steve. Yeah, Shelley, if you were coming up 18, you're gonna hit Paradise first. There's a big Mormon church there, LDS. You see the church, turn left, and you've only got about 100 yards. And another left. Anyway, yes, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, I was going to tell Shelley the same thing. Shelley, when you come up from the valley, as soon as you pass Baldwin Lake, you see that big church on the left side. That's where you want to turn.
K6QIN Mobile. Thanks a lot. I'll find it. I hope to make it to Teddy Bears on the 13th, so I'll have some time to explore it out. KJ6QIN Mobile Monitor.
Yeah, when you make that turn, it's about 200 yards up on the left side. You'll see a big white sign that says Paradise Yard. Just turn left right there, Shelley. Thanks. Back to Ned, K6FQC.
Hey, Steve. Hey, thanks for that. Appreciate that. And, of course, I was trying to get an address for that and could not find an address. Kay wants to put that up on the Facebook site. So, actual address. I don't know. So we'll try to get some information up there. And we will announce that move at every possible time we can between now and then. Hopefully nobody shows up at the fire station on the last Saturday of May. But anyway, all right. Another call for comments or questions before we close the net. KF6Q.
KJ6QIN Mobile. My wife is on 2 liters of oxygen, and she just wanted to say thanks to the group that she can't come up anymore. The air's too thin. So I just wanted to pass that on to the group. KJ6QIN Mobile Monitor.
Okay, Shelley, sorry to hear that. We've had actually quite a few people over time. The altitude up here becomes too much, and a couple of good friends that are moved off the mountain. They're actually down in Apple Valley. Seems to be a good close-by area, but it's one of the things. There is not a lot of air up here, so sorry to hear that. All right, any other comments or questions before we close the net?
I'll talk to you after, because I got some information on that Ubuntu.
Ubuntu, Linux, Linux, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I'm not sure. All right, well, let's go ahead. We're going to close the net here, and that means this is QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q Net Control for the Deck 2's in it. Thanking all out there. Jim, thanks a lot. And Rosemary, thanks a bunch for your help with a lot of good information there on XP and Windows and all that good stuff. Do appreciate everybody out there with comments. As always, Chris and Harold, thanks a bunch. Love that stuff. Keep coming back. Anybody else out there is listening? Hopefully this has helped you. Please come back again next Tuesday. We'll moving on to another topic. We've tried to go beyond just ham radio. A lot of other stuff out there in the tech world. Interesting, but yeah, we're going to just do whatever we get going out there. A lot of great, good current stuff, and appreciate everybody participating. All right, it's about 8 o'clock and 10 minutes after. And we'll be closing the net. Thanks again, and we'll see you in 1 week. This is KF6Q, returning the repeater back to normal use.